Well, these are not the halls of the dead. And you are most certainly not, Anubis. My heart still beats. And I hear my own breath. My pussy throbs with heat. I am very much alive. I told the girls to bring me an asp. It's bite the deadliest poison in Egypt. But I don't remember the bite. Just falling into slumber. And here I wake on your floor by this tall mirror at the end of a hall with curtained windows. Where am I? Your palace. This is definitely not an Egyptian palace. And you are no Roman, but you are a man. Here, I will rise gracefully to my feet, lithe and feminine in my gown. Step near. Near enough for you to enjoy the lift and fall of my breasts as I breathe. I'll place my small, soft hands on your chest. Such a strong chest. Now, tell me, my handsome young abductor, who are you, and how did you bring me here? Oh, by magic? Through that mirror? Across the centuries of time? You're a worker in the dark arts. And I, Cleopatra, last pharaoh of Egypt, queen of the Nile. I am your captive. Brought here out of another year to quaver in your arms. Caesar took me captive once. I wanted him to. He offered me an empire. What are you offering, sorcerer? Oh, your arms are strong, capturing me to your chest. Is that the game we are playing? Oh, my captor. Is there nothing I can do to persuade you to return me to Egypt? What if I slip this gown off one soft shoulder and then the other? Let you drink in the swell of my breasts. I might let it slip further down. Oh, there it goes, leaving my breasts naked and soft, available to your touch. Oh, so you do desire me. I thought so. Your hands are warm, so I know you are not dead either. Oh, feel my soft breath against your throat. Just watch my breasts. You harden sweetly against my thigh. Will you return me to my dying kingdom, dark wizard?
No. You're going to take my arm and pull me with you down this hall instead.
Where are you taking me?
Come with you and see.
Well, since one of my arms is free, I'll just tug this skirt loose and shimmy out of it as we walk. There. Easy to step free of it. I'll just leave my garments behind on your floor and walk beside you as naked as the Nile. Do you like how my breasts move as I walk? The flash of my thighs? Men have fought and died for the right to press their lips against my thighs. Oh, this hall ends in a door. Is your bedchamber on the other side, then? Don't unlatch the door yet. Lean against it and pull me close. There. Oh, feel my soft body pressed to you. Every inch of me. I am warm and wet. My fingers explore this magnificent chest of yours. My lips brush your neck. You have a queen naked in your arms. I asked if there was anything I could do to be returned to the desert. But maybe I don't want to return. I might find your bite sexier than the asps. Feel my fingers trace a journey down your body under your robe. Oh, there we are. That is a very lovely cock. Let me curl my fingers around it, gentle, soft, while we talk. I like your mouth. A man who can tear a queen across time. You have wild magic. We could carve out such an empire together. Resurrect the glory of mighty Egypt. Like a mummy from its tomb. Oh, we'd tower over every empire in the world. Oh, you would be Caesar. You would receive a tribute from the gods and kings. And I would be your empress. You chose me for your bed out of all of history. I, Cleopatra, be my Caesar, and I will be wetter than the Nile for you. I'll bite your ear. Claim me, sorcerer. Take me to your bed and
Oh, you're back.
What?
I've been so frightened. Left alone, my wrists tied, soft and squirming, and naked on your bed.
You've called others from your mirror. I wasn't your first.
Oh, please don't be angry. I'm Helen of Troy.
Then you are 11 centuries old and dead.
I don't know what happened. I was on my bed waiting for my Paris to return from battle. Oh, my breasts and thighs oiled and ready for his pleasure. A flask of oil ready at my hand to soothe the aches from his shoulders. My pussy soft and wet and ready to soothe the cares from his cock. And then I felt so sleepy. And I woke here by a mirror. And then you came, sorcerer, and dragged me here and threw me to your bed. And here I've waited, holding my tied wrists between my breasts and trembling, terrified of what you might intend for me. This really has to stop happening to me. If I keep getting abducted by powerful, lusty men, who knows how many wars will start?
Well, you may have wanted that, trembly little thing. But now you have Cleopatra of Egypt.
But I'm the most beautiful woman who has ever lived.
Beauty is one thing. Skill is another. Sorcerer, I swear to you on the Nile, I know arts that will make your toes curl and leave you spasming for days. Send this hussy home and let us rule this castle by day and cavort in your bed by night.
Yes. Oh, please send me home to my love, my Paris. He needs me. In this war, he needs the comfort only my soft thighs and gentle kisses can give. Send me home to him, please.
Are you serious? You want me to wait by this door, like a handmaiden, while you stride over to that bed like a warrior and have a little talk with your Helen. Is that so? Fine, but you should be quick, wizard, or your captive Cleopatra may just walk, proud and naked, all the way down the hall and step back through that mirror. What, you don't think I can? No, I don't know magic. But that mirror can't be hard to figure out. You achieved it.
Oh, you tower over me. Your hands are strong on my arms. My breasts are heaving. Sorcerer, earlier you rushed out of here so fast to return to your mirror. But the way you've tied me, the way you kissed me, plundering my mouth with yours after you thrust me to your bed. Oh, there must be something you want. Some way I might please you. Enough that you would be merciful and send me home. Would you like to kiss me again? I won't resist you this time. I will give you the sweetest kisses. My mouth opening for your tongue, soft and wet. Kiss me. You hold my breasts in your hands. I am Helen. There have never been breasts like these, lush and full. Feel their soft weight in your hands. Kingdoms have burned for the right to possess me. My father was a god. Divine blood pulses in my veins, and I am more sensitive to the touch than any other woman. Oh, yes. Rub your thumbs over my nipples. Oh, asked the wine dark sea to take me, to thrust himself inside me and hold me panting in his arms. Sorcerer, you crossed oceans of time to kidnap me. Look, I open my thighs for you. Behold my beauty. The blossom between my thighs swells and aches for your touch. Warm honey drips down my legs at the thought of you in me. Oh, touch my thighs. Touch me. You have Helen of Troy tied and stripped naked and breathless in your bed. Will you take her? I will give you anything you desire. Everything you crave from the most sensual, luscious woman who has ever loved. If only you return me to my love when you have finished with me. Oh, please. Please. Take such delight in my body tonight. Plunder me. Ravish me until I am sweaty and soaked, until you are so satisfied, until your bed smells like my wet heat for years to come. Then send me back to Troy. Do this, and I will be yours for one night. Willingly, eagerly yours. Surrendered and wet. Do it. Oh, do it. Yes. Climb on top of me. Put your cock in me.
Oh, monsieur. Is this your palace? Oh, it is très bon. So, so beautiful. Oh, and the windows all along the hall from the mews to your door. I pulled the curtains, sir. I saw. Oh, monsieur, I saw. Oh, we are in a palace finer than my sweet King Louis. A palace in the clouds?
What madwoman have you called from your mirror, wizard?
My name is Jean-Antoinette Poisson, and I do not suffer any moon madness. It is very clear to me why I'm here, and in this state of undress, and my creamy bosom half unlaced. Plucked from my boudoir as you would pluck a ripe apricot from a tree, to bite into its succulents and let its juices run down your chin. There's only one reason a man summons Madame de Pompadour to his bedchamber, be it by a gilded carriage or by some dark spell. It is not for my skill at conversation, nor for my art. It was you, was it not, monsieur, who sent for me? Though I see you have the company of autre femme très jolie. So, how may the mistress of the King of France be of service to you, monsieur, in your palace in the clouds?
In the clouds? Do you think we are children? What is this prattle?
Monsieur, you have a window by that bed, where your pretty courtesan lies on satin sheets with her wrists tied and her thighs spread open like a promise. Draw the curtains and show them, monsieur. Show them your secret, so I will no longer be slandered as a madwoman.
What is this? What wild magics?
Ladies, we stand in a city in the clouds. That expanse of blue is no lake on a marquis estate, but the blue ocean of the sky. Those snow-capped mountains in the distance, whatever Alps those are, we are not looking up at them. And if one of us should be so fortunate as to make love today to the young monsieur on his bed, only the eagles will peek in at us.
Is this Olympus? Are you... Oh, my gods! Are you Zeus? But that would make you my father.
He isn't Zeus, little girl. Not nearly.
You are as handsome as Zeus, though. Is that what you are? Are you some daring young god who has whisked me away? Stolen me from the King of France himself? And how long have you admired my beauty, monsieur? Come closer. Admire it more fully.
Wait! Don't go to her. Do not forget our bargain. Please! My kisses and my soft thighs and the sweet kiss of my flower around your cock. It is all for you. If you only send me back home. Please wait. Don't leave me tied on this bed. Please! Come back!
Welcome, monsieur. Here. Put your hands upon my hips. Pull me close. Yes. Oh, you have a scholar's hands. But you're strong. Like my Louis. I want to go back to him. Oh, it is his heart I want. I know what offer that luscious little Greek girl made you. I can make you one better. She is very, very pretty. But she is a toy for primitives. For savage warriors of another age. I have seduced and won the king of the greatest civilization there has ever been. And I did it. With a kiss. Would you like a kiss? I promise you, monsieur. One kiss. Una bise petite. From Madame de Pompadour. Will satisfy you. Far more than Helen's soft pussy. How can that be, you ask? I will show you. It is all about where you kiss. Oui. I am on my knees and unfastening your garment. That is a beautiful cock. It likes my soft hands. Oh, it's hardening for me. Here. See me gazing up at you with my bosom unlaced and heaving. My eyes soft as the dawn. Adoring you, monsieur. And my lips, full, red as roses, and open, so open, for your cock. Oui, monsieur, if I give you a kiss, if I give your cock a long, sensual kiss, will you send me back to my king? Magnificent. magnificent, monsieur. After I depart, I know your two courtesans will worship this cock.
I am no man's courtesan, but a queen.
I am better than a queen, because I have not only a king's bed, I have his heart. Put your cock back in my mouth, monsieur. I will caress your balls with my fingers, and I will give you such pleasures you've never dreamed. Not though your dreams are filled with wizardry and witchcraft, and the quivering soft thighs of damsels from Troy. I promise you, you have never experienced what I will give you. Let me please you.
Tame her, if you will. Then send her home, as she asks. Why would I care? It isn't your heart I want, Sorcerer King, but your cock, and this castle in the clouds, and all the land that spreads beneath us, waiting to be tamed.
Tame me, monsieur. Take my mouth and tame me. A lovely cock. Oh, monsieur, please give me your pleasure. Pour it hot and sticky into my mouth. I will swallow your seed, everything you give me. Please, monsieur. Release it into my mouth.
Why am I here? These clouds, these naked angels, Is this a vision?
Oh, it most certainly is.
You are clad in armor with a blade at your hip, but your hair, your breasts. You are not a man raiding the seacoast for loot and livestock and slave girls. You're a girl. How can that be?
I am Joan. And for too long have men raided our coasts for loot and livestock and French wives. I will see every one of these English wolves back in their own land or drowned in our channel. Monsieur, I stand in a castle in the clouds. You must be a messenger of heaven. I drop to one knee. Tell me what I must do to save my France.
You cannot be Joan of Arc. You have been dead a long time.
Or you haven't been born. I know the little golden-haired bondage kitten on the bed, but I don't believe I know either of you.
Time is different in dreams and visions. Dream Lord, emissary of heaven, you, with your manhood hard and naked, with a drop glistening on its tip, and that angelic woman kneeling with her hands caressing your thighs. Speak to me. I am terribly afraid. It's not gone well for us. What must I do? Undress and take off my armor. For I stand in a holy castle, and none but the angels may bear arms here. Oui, monsieur, as I must. I am unclothed, monsieur. What you see, I have shown no mortal man. Though I cover myself, blushing, an arm across my breast and a hand between my thighs.
You don't have to cover yourself, young girl. You have nothing to be ashamed of.
You are beautifully shaped. Not as lush and full as moi. But you are high-breasted and sweet.
Put down your hands, little sister. Let us see.
As I must.
Oh, you are lovely.
Such a chaste, pale beauty. You could easily be one of my handmaidens.
I am handmaiden to France. I have lived only 19 years, but the things I have seen... Oh... I must get back. My people need me. I must wake from this vision with some message. Monsieur, will you fill me with a message? Please, I am ready to be filled. You will. But you must... Give it to me using the language of visions, thrusting your message into my body. I have heard of such visions as that, though usually it is an incubus or a foul creature of the dark, and not a heaven lord in the high clouds who offers it. I can bear it for France. You've taken hold of me, laying me back on these carpets covering your floor. I tremble, monsieur. I am scared. I have never done trusted in me, monsieur. Do what you must. The English desired that I burn at the stake. I would rather choose to be impaled on your stake, monsieur. I'll open my legs. For France.
Wait.
If this is to happen, make it happen. Each moment I wait is a torture.
I said, wait. If we are going to do this, we will do it right. Girls, we each have something we desire in this man, and he plainly desires a harem, so let us act for this hour as sisters. Joan, on your feet. You have a blade. Cut Helen's wrists free of that rope. She'll need her hands for this. Madame de Pompadour, our captor, is so aroused. His thighs are shaking. I doubt he can even walk. Help him to the bed. Come, girls. We have a man to seduce. A wizard to conquer. A cock to delight.
Here, monsieur. Here is your bed. The sheets are satin and almost as soft as me. Lay back. Oui. Lay back.
Hold out your wrists, sister.
You won't cut me.
Never.
Here.
Your hands are free. Use them for good, and for God, and for France.
You freed me. Oh, let me throw my arms around your neck and press myself quivering to your body. Oh, Joan, thank you. Thank you. Your mouth is so sweet. Thank you for cutting my bonds. I was so frightened. I thought I'd be tied up forever.
This vision has me blushing so hot. I burn.
Even as I do.
Well, sorcerer, we are going to make all of your dreams come true. You lie right there. Your cock standing up like a winter pine. Bigger than Mark Antony's.
I think I will lie with you, monsieur. Pressed to your side. My bosom soft and squished against your chest. My pussy wet against your thigh.
I'll press myself to your other side, my captor. I will show you. You don't need to tie me up. Here, let me take your hand in mine. My fingers are so small and soft. I'm going to put your hand somewhere else that's small and soft. Right. Here. Between my thighs. Feel the soft golden down. My moist petals. The warm, wet kiss of my opening at your fingertip. Open me. Yes. Yes.
You're not bad at that. But you do have two hands, monsieur. Here. I will lift my skirts about my waist. you may touch my garden. That's it. Oui, right there. Oui. 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 Oh. Oh. Three fingers. That's more than I was prepared for. I will grind on your hand, monsieur. Oh, monsieur, monsieur.
I drip molten heat watching you two. This vision is too much. I fear I will see all of this again when I lay in my bedding with my eyes closed and my virginal thighs pressed tightly together. And my body will burn and burn, remembering.
Well, while you make your hands a slick with their warm honey, wizard, you can watch me as I walk from the door to your bed, the sway of my hips, my hands sliding down my body, oh, and back up to caress and squeeze my breasts. My Caesar, these full Egyptian tits will be yours to enjoy. Spread his legs for me, girls. That's good. Oh, so good. I'm going to crawl like a cat into the bed between your legs. Wow. Every goddess is a cat. Every woman is a goddess. That's what makes your mirrors dangerous to you, sorcerer. You think you're going to summon kittens and courtesans, but you get panthers and goddesses. You get me. My tongue curls so warmly around your balls. That's it. Moan for me. I'm going to ride you until you splatter this bedchamber with fountains of seed. Joan, he will give you his message with his lips, the way a man is supposed to. But a courier must have her fee. Yours is an orgasm, or several. I don't care. Bring your soft thighs to his face, Joan. Sorcerer, you may whisper whatever message you like from your lips to hers, and seal the message with a kiss.
Like this, Your Majesty.
Please her, my Caesar, while I tease this hard cock with my fingernails. How you twitch. Oh, sorcerer, we are going to make you crawl.
Mm-hmm.
Madame de Pompadour.
Oui, oui.
You have some art.
Quite a bit of it, vraiment.
Good. I have him so ready for you. Take his cock inside you, sister. Milk it. Squeeze it. Yes, grip it. I want him begging to come.
Oui, pardonnez-moi, monsieur. I am going to climb on top of you. Please take your hand from between my thighs. And place it on my bosom. Oh, feel my heart beat beneath your palm. And swell at my breast, warm under your fingers. My skirts settle over your hips like a blanket. And my shirt is so wet, so wet. Feel it soft against your cock.
And I will slip in, soft and warm beside you, my Caesar, and whisper in your ear while John rides your face, and Carmen settles on your cock. I want you to fuck her. I want you to fuck her so hard. Show me what I have to look forward to. Show me why I need your cock. Show me you are worthy of Queen of Egypt. Fuck her.
Oh, oh, oui. Monsieur, monsieur. Oh, your cock is so big.
He probably enchanted it. Take him all, sister.
Squeeze my breast, monsieur, as I squeeze your cock. Oh, oh, you're so hard, so hard. Feel my shot wet and tight. I'm going to swirl my hips, monsieur. Hold on to my breast while your other hand pleasures that little Greek. Hold on to my breast. You're going to need something to hold on to. I promise.
How you lick me. How you lick me. What is this fire? How you burn me. No English steak could burn me so. Oh, mon Dieu. Mon Dieu. Lick me, lick me, lick me.
And I will lick and kiss at your ear and rub myself on you like a cat. So wet, so wet. My beautiful heart, sorcerer. The four women you kidnapped from the seas of time are rubbing themselves on you. Hot and wet, pleasing you with our mouths.
With hands.
The tight pussies.
Oh, you're giving me heaven. Heaven. I'm so hot and slick against your hand. Oh, my captor, don't forget what you've promised. Your fingers feel so good in me, so good. Let me kiss you while you finger me.
I am going to milk you dry, monsieur. Rock your hips for me. Pump that cock in me. I'm so tight. So tight.
You voracious man. Often now, Madame de Pompadour. It's Helen's turn.
No. Let me have this cock. It is wonderful. I cannot bear to be parted from it until it is finished in me.
Please, please. I have a lover twin back too. Please let me.
Oh, mon coeur. For an affair of the heart. I will give my cock up for that. I will give this cock up for that. I will lift myself up off your cock, monsieur. I'm dripping over your cock. Here. I will snuggle in beside you and get my hand beneath your ass. I will grip and squeeze your ass while you lift your hips and thrust your cock. Feel my fingers? They are strong.
Enjoy him, Helen.
I've never ridden a man. Menelaus liked to take me from behind like one of the bitches. And Paris preferred to cover me with his body and hold my face in his hands and slide himself into me so tenderly. Like he was coming home. I've never ridden a man on top like this. What do I do?
Sorcerer, I will hold your cock for her. Slide down him, Hela. The rest will come by instinct.
Oh, your tip is right there against my tight heat. Oh, my captor. Oh, my captor. You're going to hurt me so.
Teach you anything in Greece, ma petite. Roll and swivel your hips like you're dancing. You're not bouncing on a ball. You're dancing. And he is a good dancer. Dance on his cock.
How you throb in me when I do that. When I swirl my hips.
That's a good girl.
My thighs are shaking. I can't. I'm going to.
The little virgin has lost the ability to speak. You've turned her from a girl into a quavering, wet little animal. A proud sorcerer.
I am as soaked as an animal, too. You fill me full. Too full. I will do a thing for you, my captor. My Paris loves it. Only send me back to him when I have finished. Send me back to my love, please, please, please. I will crunch down like this. And grip and release. And grip and release. Milking your cock.
Isn't she a vision? Her golden hair sweaty across her face, her tits heaving, her body flushed, and her soft pussy stuffed so full of your cock.
ravished me.
You made me come with your mouth, monsieur. Oh, I crave so much more. How is that possible?
Off him, Helen dear. It's Joan's turn.
I can't move. My thighs quiver so.
Oh, come here, Helen. I've got you. Here, I will gather you in my arms and kiss you. Caress your hair and calm you, sweet Helen, while he enjoys the virgin.
Oh, your hands are so sweet and soft on my breasts.
Open your legs, Helen. I want to feel how wet my sorcerer made you.
Oh no.
Monsieur, I will straddle you as I do my war horse. Only my war horse has never deflowered me. I mustn't be scared.
Oh, don't be. Oh, his cock is wonderful.
I am brave. I must do this for France. As I must. I must. I am rubbing myself along this woolen shaft of your cock, monsieur.
Oh, monsieur. A little shot has never been penetrated. You will be her first. You will open her. Doesn't that make you so, so hard? Get your hands on, monsieur. And kiss me while you enjoy her. I want to taste her on your lips.
I feel it. Your heart's take. I need only slide myself down on it. I will do this. Feel me, monsieur. Feel me. For France.
Give you if you send me back to my Louis and And I will rub myself on your hip. Feel me curl my finger. Come hither. No man has ever resisted Madame de Pompadour. Do not resist. Squirm and moan and buck those hips for me like a good boy, monsieur, while your virgin rides your cock. Feel my finger curl and thrust. Your ass so soft and tight and hot. Yes, I love doing this to you. I adore those moans you make. Make more of them. Be loud for me, monsieur. Be loud for me. Come apart for me. I will make you come and come and come. Oh, monsieur. Oui. Oui. That's it. Just enjoy. Enjoy.
Enjoy me. Enjoy me. Oh, your hands on my naked French tits. Oh, I've bled on you. I've held Ben for you. Whatever a dream this is, I'm lost in it. I'm vanquished. You've taken me by storm. Make me a woman. Make me your woman.
I'm going to come. I'm going to come.
Do it. Do it with my fingers dipped in your sweet honey.
Cleopatra. Cleopatra.
Come, monsieur. Come in your sweet, tight little virgin. Come with my finger in your ass. And I will come too. Rubbing myself on your hard, beautiful body. Licking and kissing your neck. Sweaty and hot. While I'm pressed to you. Come for us. Come for us.
Come in me, dreamwork. Please, come in me. Come inside me.
Come. Come.
Oh, you man. Monsieur.
You have conquered. Look at you, lying there, flushed and panting, like a warrior dying on the battlefield. But it is such a sweet, sweet death. Get off him now, girls. Kiss me, Helen. France. Run back to the mirror, girls. He agreed to send you home if I gave him such pleasure. And you have done so. He can't have lied. It would be breaking his magic. Run home, sweet ones. Your beloved Paris, your Louise, your war tents of France await you.
Oh, is it true? Do I get to go home to my Paris's arms? To his kisses? To his cock?
You do.
Oh, thank you, sorcerer. Thank you so much. I promise I will never forget being tied and ravaged in your bed. Here, I will cup your face gently in my hands, and Helen of Troy will give you the sweetest farewell kiss. Thank you for letting me go. I am so thankful. You are a good sorcerer. I will run now, quivering and naked, to leap through that mirror into my lover's embrace. Remember me, sorcerer. Oh, remember me in the tight clasp of my pussy.
That was so lovely. Monsieur, you lie stretched like a lion across your bed after such a delectable, satisfying fuck. I will never forget you either. Take my bosom in your hands. And kiss me. Kiss me, you beast. You have made Madame de Pompadour squeal in pleasure. You should feel honored. I feel honored. And now I will float dreamily down the hall to the mirror and gaze out at the clouds again. Au revoir, you passionate beast. Au revoir.
I am shaken. There is blood on my thighs, and your cum and wetness soaking my thighs like wine. Oh, what have you done to me, monsieur? You wished me to have pleasure. The pleasure that burns a woman. At least once before the English burn me. Was not a message you poured into my cunt, but a gift. how your cock hurt me, and how you made me scream, and how you made the whole universe burn away in a wildfire of passion, until there was only you and your cock inside me, and I was floating in your castle in the clouds. You gave that to me. I can never say thank you enough.
That's enough. You have to get home.
Almost. I would rather stay. I would stay in your arms for eternity, monsieur. You have conquered me.
But you can't stay, remember? Your people need you.
I will never forget you. Kiss me one last time, monsieur, and taste my tears of parting on your lips. For France.
Well, that took a while, but I did get those other captives out of your bed. What's that? I am also free to depart. Oh, but I told you, I am already home. I have worlds to conquer. Come here. Mm-hmm. What's that? Oh, poor man. You don't think you have it in you to please another woman tonight. Ridiculous sorcerer. I am Cleopatra. I made Caesar crawl to get his face between my thighs night after night. Do you really think I can't keep you hard? Give me that cock. There, feel my fingers, soft and warm, stirring hot new life into your cock, just caressing the head, yes, my fingertips are still wet from Helen's pussy. Feel me spread that wetness up and down your shaft. You beautiful virile man. I will show you what you are capable of. I want this cock. I need this cock. I'm going to put it inside me. And I am going to work such wild magic. Oh, you stay right there. Feel my hands as they press on your shoulders. You are going to stay right there while I ride you. Feel my tight heat. Close around your cock. My abductor, when you steal a woman away like a hungry god, you will keep your promise and ravish her. I'm going
to take you all the way inside me now. Oh, Cyrus. You are so, so good. Oh, fill me, sorcerer. Fill me. Oh, fuck. Fuck me until I can't breathe. Ah, yes. Ah, yes. I'm rolling my hips so fast. Just bumping your cock in me. Oh. I want a child to seal our pact, sorcerer. To rule whatever vast empire we build together. Ah, oh, feel my juices drench your cock. You will spasm inside me and give me such hot, sticky seed. I am as fertile as the Nile, and you will fill me. Fill me. Fill me. Ah! Oh, my nails dig into your shoulders. Oh, bleed for me. Oh, yes. You're so good in me. Fuck me. Fuck me. No. You don't come yet. You don't come. Obey your queen. Grip my tits. My hips. Oh, yes. My ass. That's right. Squeeze me. Bruise me. I want you to mark me with your fingers. Ah, yes. There he is, that beast inside you that roars to conquer and devour. Let it out. Let it out for me. Ah, yes. Ah, yes. Oh, yes. That's it. That's it. That's my king. I cover your mouth with my hand, my fingers pressing your cheek, forcing your head back, and bite your jaw and neck. While I ride you like an animal. I told you what would happen after you kidnapped a panther of Egypt. Now scream into my hand and fuck. Oh, yes. Scream. Oh. Oh. Oh, I'm going to come. Oh. I'm going to clench your cock and come so hard. Oh. Make me pregnant. And come. Come now. You come in me. You good boy. Yes. Yes. Pulse in me. Roar into my hand. Let it out. Let it all out. Spill into me as I soak your cock and milk you dry, you hard, hot, fuckable man. Not even Caesar fucked me like that. Oh, you animal. Oh, you're soaked in sweat. They'll never be able to get these sheets clean. I can feel your semen in me, sticky and hot. Such Such fire. I am so pleased with my abductor. I couldn't have chosen a better kidnapper. Let me lift my fingers from your mouth. I like your mouth. I really like your mouth. I don't ever plan on letting you forget. Now kiss me, my Caesar. Kiss me while my pussy still grips your cock. Kiss me. Oh.